This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Art Clapp, founder and CEO of Nuvothera, a Fort Worth, Texas-based biotech company formed by seasoned dermatology pharmaceutical executives with the mission of developing novel OTC products for chronic, difficult-to-treat skin diseases such as psoriasis. Mr. Clapp, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here on your program today.
Yes, sir. Good to have you out. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, why did you start the company, Nuvothera? Let's start there.
Yeah, so, you know, we actually started it several years ago, and it kind of happened. There was a few of us that were talking. We were getting ready to retire. We had senior positions at a pharmaceutical company, and we were deciding what we were going to do after retirement. But we'd had these discussions about the shortcomings of, you know, many of the drugs and over-the-counter treatments. And basically, you know, from a marketing perspective, knew that people, of course, wanted better, you know, drug treatments, especially good long-term effectiveness and efficacy. But what we were finding, especially in a lot of different areas, that they also wanted to have much greater safety. And this is especially true for conditions, you know, where there is chronic inflammation, where, you know, many of the drugs actually suppress the immune system and have serious side effects. So kind of to really illustrate this, you know, there was a study that we saw, a survey, that showed that almost 90% of the people were unsatisfied with their current treatments for, in this case, psoriasis. And it was because the products weren't really working like they needed, but they were really concerned about the side effects of the medications. That really kept them from taking the medicines themselves. So we thought there must really be a better way to do this. So kind of the idea started when I was traveling around the world working in the pharmaceutical industry. I was at the time working in licensing and acquisitions and looking for compounds and molecules to look for, you know, more effective you know, compounds to develop into drugs that help people. And then near the end of my career, I started traveling to Asia and places like that, and I started coming across a lot of natural ones that worked really great, sometimes as good as the synthetic ones that we were developing in the lab or biotechnology companies. But the main thing is that they were really safe, and that really got my attention. We tried them in clinical studies, and we found that these products worked really well, but they had a high safety profile. And so basically, you know, with the experience that I had, I knew we could incorporate, you know, these very effective natural ingredients into formulations and create, you know, great products that have great results, but at the same time be really safe. And so our idea was that we could use technology from, you know, the pharmaceutical industry to actually enhance the results that we could get from these natural ingredients by using, you know, using modern technology to really, you know, reap and unleash, you know, most of the potential of these botanical ingredients. This way we could create really great products with really good effectiveness, but what the consumer wanted, you know, to have a great safety profile. So that's really what we set out to do.
And thanks for sharing some of that background. Most interesting as well. Why did you focus your product development on turmeric?
Well, you know, so turmeric, you know, is one of a product that we actually just launched just recently. We've been working on it for several years, and I really wanted to develop turmeric because of a personal experience I actually had myself. And, you know, several years ago, I was suffering from some chronic joint pain. And I was starting to become, you know, what you would call maybe a middle-aged statistic. I was gaining weight, you know, working all the time, traveling all over. I wasn't exercising. My blood pressure was starting to ease up. My blood sugar was elevating, and my cholesterol, all these things were kind of getting out of whack. And I think, you know, physicians would call that metabolic syndrome. And a lot of it they found is related to, you know, belly fat. The more belly fat you have, the more inflammation it creates. And I was getting these things. And so I had some, you know, work in the pharmaceutical industry. I had some friends that were working at some of the universities, and they were doing studies on turmeric and curcumin, which is one of the active ingredients in turmeric. And they told me, you know, that it would help my joints and improve my blood pressure and all this, you know, everything else related to this metabolic syndrome. And so they showed me the studies, and I was convinced. So I ran out to the store, drugstore, and I bought a bottle, and I started taking it. But however, it didn't work. So I, you know, called up my friends, you know, at the university, and they said, you know, well, basically turmeric isn't absorbed very well by our, you know, intestines and so forth. And I just had to take more. So I took 4 or 5 capsules. And after a few weeks, I started to feel some improvement in my joints and, you know, with the metabolic issues and everything else. And basically over a few weeks, everything went to normal. And so I was thinking, you know, I saw all the data, from the pharmaceutical industry, I've seen studies, but I really couldn't believe the results that I was getting from a natural ingredient, you know, that's a, you know, a spice, kind of a superfood like turmeric. And it really changed the way that I thought about the effectiveness of natural ingredients, new vitamins work and things like that. But from that experience on my own, it really changed my mind. So I really found that turmeric works great when you take it at the right dose, but the issue really was I needed to take so many capsules. So I got together with some of my friends that were scientists all over the world, but mainly in the United States, and so we started working on a better turmeric using technology that we have from the pharmaceutical industry to really get it to work with 2 capsules a day. You know, instead of the, you know, 4 or 5 capsules that takes with most of the other products that are on the market.
Certainly some tremendous information there, and thanks for sharing that in full detail. Now, tell us, how does turmeric have so many health benefits? Touch on some of those details.
Well, you know, turmeric is, you know, I think is really popular ingredient right now, natural ingredient, and, you know, it's a tremendously anti-inflammatory ingredient. It has a lot of potent antioxidant effects. And so when you consider, you know, all of the chronic health conditions that involve inflammation, in fact, you know, most of the probably conditions that most people have, you know, after 50 years old are related to inflammation. And turmeric just works on such a broad range of all these health conditions. So, you know, when you really consider, you know, the actual science of it, it's really amazing. And why it works so well is that in turmeric, there's over 200 molecules that have these anti-inflammatory properties. And the best one that are known, you know, people hear about are what we call the curcuminoids, or just for short, curcumin, that actually gives turmeric its bright yellow color. And these turmeric molecules are, you know, in science we call things, you know, that are pleiotropic, meaning that they work in really so many areas of inflammation. It really, improves inflammation at many points in the body. And in fact, when you look at the number of studies that are published for turmeric, I think it's over 5,000 studies. It's actually the most studied natural ingredient that has proven benefits. So it, you know, it works in many different uses, but in our experience, we found it to be particularly useful in helping joints, you know, joint pain and things of that nature. And we found it to be, you know, useful in cardiovascular areas, supporting the liver, the kidney, the lungs, and so many. The brain, we find, you know, that improves, you know, mood and memory. And really supports, you know, so many other health areas. And we're involved in the skin also, so that's another area where turmeric tends to work. Even areas like men's health and prostate issues and things like that. But the list, you know, is so long. And, you know, I just suggest, you know, for people to just Google the uses of turmeric, and you'll see, you know, how many uses that there are for turmeric. But for us, we really focus on supporting joint health, because with turmeric, you can really feel the, you know, the difference in the results so quickly in that area. And that's where we focus our attention.
Today, we're visiting with Mr. Art Clapp, the founder and CEO of NuvoThera, Fort Worth, Texas-based biotech company here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Clapp, what is different about your turmeric?
Well, you know, I was hinting around before that the problem with turmeric is, you know, naturally it has poor solubility. You know, it's not very soluble in water, and we really need to have that to have, you know, oral products, drugs, or natural ingredients, or food, things that are absorbed. They need to be water soluble, and so, you know, to be easily taken up by our digestive system. So when you look at natural turmeric, only about 3% is actually absorbed, you know, from our bodies, and the rest actually pass through. So when you're sprinkling turmeric in your smoothie, you're getting benefits, of course, but you're not getting the levels that you need to have therapeutic benefits. So really to solve this problem, what we did, we developed a formulation using microparticles. And these particles are so small and that they're very easily absorbed by our digestive tract. And so what we do, we super micronize the turmeric, you know, make it in just a really, really tiny, tiny particles. And that actually greatly enhances the absorption and the resultant potency. You don't have to take very much of ours to get a good result. You only need to take two capsules for it to, you know, work. Whereas many other products, you know, as I found in my experience, I'd take four or five to get the same result. You know, you can increase the dose and turmeric will work great, but with ours, you don't need very much. You can actually feel the difference when you take a couple capsules of our super micronized turmeric and really feel the benefit and joy and discomfort in as early as 3 to 7 days. In addition to, you know, being really potent, we use the whole root of the turmeric. Most people will just use purified curcumin. But what we found is that by using the whole natural turmeric root, that it was much more effective. And so in scientific studies that we completed, we've shown that our super micronized turmeric could be over 100 times more potent than the leading brands. Because of our micronization and using the entire full natural root. And one of the benefits of our delivery system using microparticles is that we don't need any chemical absorption enhancers like the others do, or black pepper. A lot of turmeric products use that to help aid the absorption. And with our product, none of that is needed. You know, the small particle size that I'm talking about really does a trick. And in that way, only the natural turmeric is absorbed. You don't need anything else. And from my experience, I've tested many of the other brands and I've tried them personally. And I haven't found another turmeric product to really work as good as ours. And so just want to let people know where our product is available. It's actually called NuvoThera Super Micronized Turmeric Curcumin, and it's available at our website, nuvothera.com, and Amazon.
And most convenient location to pick that up as well. Tell us, what are other wellness suggestions beyond supplements that you have for us today?
Well, you know, we believe in, you know, taking a holistic approach, you know, and, you know, it's not just, you know, taking medicine or taking supplements. But we believe in, you know, combining diet and exercise and using the supplements as needed. You know, we find that to be the best approach. And when we consider, you know, this is the issue with our busy schedules, it's really hard to get the exercise that we need. And, you know, as myself, some of us sit at computers for, you know, many hours of the day. But it's really important for us to at least get some exercise. Ideally, you know, people say 30 minutes of strenuous exercise 3 to 5 times a week. At least, you know, I find even myself, I can't do that, you know, to just get up and walk around every 30 minutes, just keep moving your body. But, you know, I can really say that humans definitely, we did not evolve to sit so much, but so it's very important to keep moving. And we all know that diet is, you know, very important for our well-being. And, you know, as they say, you know, we are what we eat. So we really need we suggest, you know, having a balanced diet with, you know, fewer processed carbohydrates. And there's a big movement going on out there and a lot of information about the microbiome, which is the, where all these microorganisms that live in our gut that really control much of our body and inflammation. And so it's important to have plenty of fiber as what they call a prebiotic to actually help feed the good bacteria in our gut and really try to avoid and reduce the amount of sugar that we have to suppress the inflammation that is associated with kind of feeding bad bacteria. And so, but we all know it's really hard to eat, you know, really well in this modern world. And so, but we need to eat, you know, foods that are more rich in vegetables and fruits and lean meats and fish. And, you know, I've been reading a lot about this recently, and you know, some people refer that to the Mediterranean diet or the anti-inflammatory diet. But, you know, as necessary, of course, we suggest use, you know, supplements like turmeric that really support, you know, this healthy lifestyle that, you know, all of us want to live and to really keep us active, especially if we have, you know, these joint issues. And, you know, I can attest to it myself. I depend upon them every day to really function at my best. So that's kind of, you know, some of the suggestions that I have overall, you know, for this holistic approach.
Again, Mr. Clapp, certainly appreciate your joining us here today and appreciate what you do through NuvoThera, and certainly appreciate all the information shared here today as well. If you would, hit that website once again where listeners can get further details and also pick up their supplements as well.
So our website is NuvoThera.com, and also our product is available at Amazon.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Clapp, all the best. Hopefully we can get you back on with an update down the track. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here with you today.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Art Clapp, the founder and CEO of NuvoThera, a Fort Worth, Texas-based biotech company formed by seasoned dermatology pharmaceutical executives with the mission of developing novel OTC products for chronic, difficult-to-treat skin diseases such as psoriasis. And for further details, visit NuvoThera.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.